This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years of hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom here in Bad Axe. Lexington Fire Chief Keith Radke has resigned after more than 20 years with the department, including 8 years as chief. His resignation took effect September 16th. Radke says the village council forced his departure without explanation, accusing members of secrecy, lack of transparency, and ignoring the needs of the fire department. He also claimed false accusations against him and his crew were never addressed. The village council has not issued a comment yet. Radke's resignation has raised concerns about governance, morale, and future leadership for the part-time department, which serves about 4,500 residents. Experts say transparency is essential in public safety leadership to maintain trust and effectiveness. Cassidy Park was the site of a solemn candlelight vigil September 19th as the community gathered to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. The evening featured hymns and speeches from guests including Catherine Bazard of Salt and Light Global and Pastor Chuck Carr, who shared personal reflections on Kirk's life and values. Organizers thanked many for their support, including Israel Wayne, Flowers by Grace, Samantha Block, Linda Steck, and Richard Love, along with others who helped make the event possible. The vigil ended with a candle lighting ceremony as attendees joined together in singing My Country, 'Tis of Thee in tribute. And we'll be right back with the news, but first, here is a message from our sponsors at Thumb Glass of Bad Axe.
Hey, Jim, it's great being out on the golf course. And check this out. I found a new way to correct my slice. I just aim way to the left, like this.
But you're aiming right at the parking lot.
Ah, it's no big deal because I always slice. Just watch.
Four.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass, besides Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. If you have damaged automotive glass, see Thumb Glass first. Choose local. See Thumb Glass before you call your insurance company. We'll take care of you. For residential glass, automotive glass, and more, call Thumb Glass besides Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. 989-269-8131.
Welcome back. Huron County has a new 73B District Court Judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julian Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st of 2027, replacing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Bad Axe holds a bachelor's in early childhood education from the University of Georgia and a doctorate from Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwedler, and O'Mara, specializing in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the board of Thumb Area Transit and is currently a member and the former president of the Huron County Bar Association. The St. Clair County's Sheriff's Drug Task Force made 3 arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia was seized, and 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was executed on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root cause of drug distribution. And that brings us to the end of our weather, of our news for this hour. Coming up, we have the weather from Steve Adamson. Steve, how's the weather looking?